Episode 510, November 23rd, 2020.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A f***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and now it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
We're back at our usual, doing the show live at 5:30 on a Monday. By usual, I mean we've done this four times. So, but now there's no usual anymore. We're doing the show. We have a chat. Let's be happy.
Yeah, and the reason we're doing it at this time is because we have to now go talk about the Ravens after this. God, I don't know if you're the same way, but as soon as Derrick Henry ran for that touchdown, the first thing in my head is the purple power. I'm like, God, that is going to suck.
Well, you're much more invested in the team than I am. I'm trying to just watch and just happens.
Fair enough. But for what we do, we don't want people, because people don't want to hear about the game.
No, I think people want to hear when they're super happy and they want to hear when they're angry.
Maybe you're right. For me, let's put it this way. Last year, I never, ever missed an episode of Good Morning Football. Never.
Right, because they were dominating.
But, and by the way, if I was a fan of the Washington football team, I would still watch Good Morning Football, because you're like, oh, well, my team sucks.
Right.
But if you're a team that's just good enough to get beat by other good, you know what I mean? It's not fun to watch them go, we thought these guys would be great, they're mediocre. I'm not interested in that. And so, sitting here talking about it, I always think people think the way that I do, and then they're like, well, do I want to hear them talk about a game that where my heart was broken?
You're probably right, because I notice with myself, like, if I have a big loss, caps or whatever, in playoffs, I'm just off.
You're avoiding.
I'm avoiding all sports talk
too.
Radio. I just done. Like, when the Nats lost the first time they're in the playoffs, when they had, like, a 6-2 lead, and then the Cardinals, at the DC Improv. And so I was just following it on my phone, and they lost. And then I never went and watched the highlights. I just, because they gave it like 4 runs in the top of the ninth to lose. And I said, you know what? I'm just never going to watch it. And I haven't to this day. I just didn't. It's done. I don't want to relive it or see what happened.
No, do you think I went back and watched when Duke was down by 10 points and came back in 54 seconds? I was there.
Right.
I'm never going to experience that again.
But the question for you, because we sort of goof off on that show.
Which we will again
which
today.
Which we will. But is there, who are we trying? Do we want to show to the Ravens, if anyone's listening, that we can talk about the game or we're taking it seriously? Or do we want to show to 98 Rock that Rob and Joe is their own
Rock.
Entity?
98 Rock is who we want to show. Because here's the thing. If you're
but
listening.
But they also have, you and Kirk do a pregame show.
Yeah, but
if there's no Kirk, I want them
difference.
To think that it could be Rob and Joe.
Yes, but they do.
Okay.
Because Rick's like, that's not what we want, but it was because I wasn't clear enough, because we did one of those shows. They know we can do that
show.
Yes,
the first show. We did very X's and O's and breakdowns and
but,
stuff.
But what's happening is this. If you are listening, are you listening for our 15 minutes of commentary? Maybe. Are you listening for the music? So if you're listening for both, you'd rather it be hilarious than us start X's and O-ing this thing. Because,
right.
By the way, everybody in the world knows the problem. Everybody in the world knows the problem. The problem is that they're decimated by injuries in their front seven,
right,
on the defensive side of the ball. Or sorry, their defensive line and their offensive line decimated by injuries. That's issue number one.
True.
Issue number two is that defenses have begun to figure out how to best defend against what Lamar Jackson can do.
They've gotten better at that.
Simple,
yes,
as that. That's it. And some of these players that you thought would make a leap have not, like Hollywood Brown. There you go. That's why. I mean, we can tell everybody that, but they don't, you know, what do you want to do? Just feel bad that there's no hope?
But we could be, we could spend the positives too. Look, basically we have five segments. The first segment, we talk about the game.
Uh-huh.
It's 4 minutes long or whatever. The second segment, we give like the highlight of the game, essentially, for the Ravens, the best play of the game that we debate that around. Then
we have a funny angle usually for three. Last time it was Matt Skura's horrible snaps.
Right. Like tonight, I was going to say to you that because John Harbaugh did not shake Vrabel's hand, the other coach, at the end of the game. So I just want to talk about being a bad sport. Is that bad? Would you not shake someone's hand?
Yes, of course. That's funny. And then usually the fourth break, we talk about Will's date.
We have another wacky break. And then the fifth break, we do talk about next week's game.
Which is in 4 days.
Right,
or three
exactly.
days. Yeah, yeah. That's what we'll do.
So,
but you know what? One more thing is that, so we play on here the song, The Purple Power Hour by Jeremy Woodworth.
Yes.
And we had him
noted actor and songwriter and singer.
And it's what's weird is we play it. It's exactly what I want it to be. It's a little ridiculous, but it's kind of funny.
Yes.
Well, now he's writing more songs, but I'm letting him know why. It's not required.
You could never tell Prince to stop writing songs.
Yes. Well, you're right. You can't tell Prince to stop writing songs because he's dead. But
hey,
even if he was alive, I wouldn't, because he's a genius, which is something.
Are you saying that Jeremy Woodworth is not a prolific songwriter? He's not Paul Simon?
Before we play Jeremy's song, because Jeremy wrote a new song.
Right.
I want to talk about a song that I did.
Yes, a masterpiece.
Now, here's the thing. So if you listen to Quality Time, and I would highly recommend it, if you listen to the episode, Cabin in the Woods, which is, by the way, great, great movie. Jeremy tells a story basically that his house has a rat infestation. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
where they're shoveling rat shit out of his kitchen, shoveling it out of there, okay? And then he sits up at night. Here's another thing.
He has a bigger rat issue than America has a COVID issue.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
And he also said that I don't blame him for this. Robbie, did you listen to him telling the story about feeding the rats? So he got something from, you know, who knows.
Now, is this the thing that we wanted him to tell on our show?
Yeah,
Okay.
We wanted him to tell it on our show where he got what he thought was rat poison, but it ended up being rat bait. So, which is so dumb because any food is rat bait. They eat garbage, right? So apparently he was just feeding these rats, right? So they love being there, shitting in his kitchen or whatever. So, of course, I heard that. And in my head, I'm thinking rat. Of course, I think of the movie Ben.
Yeah.
Though the movie Ben is a horror movie about rats. But the only reason that it's noteworthy at all is because Michael Jackson sang the song Ben, which was a number one song.
Yes.
Somebody felt that the song Ben was the best song in the country at one time, which it never was. But so I sang that and I just added a couple words. Now, I sent Robbie, then I forwarded it to Robbie, and Robbie then put it to music. What do you think bothers me about what you did, Robbie? What do you think bothers me?
It makes it sound too good. I don't know.
No, it doesn't line up perfectly.
Oh, it's close enough.
if I was really doing this other than just to fuck with Eric,
right,
which is really all I did. I just
put,
and it's 10 seconds long or whatever. But then Robbie put it to music, which I like, but I actually prefer the acapella because the cadence is correct. The timing
gotcha.
Of it is correct. But what do you think Eric Woodworth said when I sent him the song? Do you know, Robbie?
Yes, you told me yesterday.
Yeah. I think he loved it.
Well, yes, he loved it, but he said, I have no idea what song you're talking about. He's never heard
what?
It. He'd never heard it. You know, Eric, what's Eric, like 34, 35, something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
He's young, so he'd never seen the movie Ben, which I don't even know if I've seen it. Maybe I have.
I mean, I haven't seen it, but it's a Michael Jackson song. He's pretty popular.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people know him.
Familiar with his catalog.
But Robbie, if you want to play my version of Ben, you play whatever version you believe would
Well, I only have one version.
Best received by the audience.
Let's hear
Go
it.
Go ahead.
Then the two of us need look no more. We both found what we were looking for. With a friend you call my own, we live in Jeremy's home. And you, my friend, will see his kitchen's where we shit and pee. His kitchen's where we shit and pee.
You hear the echo? I was in the bathroom.
And I added more echo on it.
Oh, fantastic.
Thanks, man.
You know what bothers me about the song?
That I start out off key?
No, you're fine. It's that the point of view changes. First, you're singing to the rat, and then you are the rat.
What a Robbie thing. You know what? Edit this out of the episode. We can't have our fans
hearing
this
thing.
Crap.
Hold on. I'm a rat.
I know, but...
And I'm singing it to a rat.
Joe, in the song, he is singing to the rat.
I know that, but what I'm...
And you begin singing, Ben, you're addressing Ben.
Right.
You can't be Ben and addressing Ben. It doesn't work.
I said, his kitchen's where we shit and pee.
Right. So are you addressing the rat, or are you the rat?
No, I am a rat that's not Ben.
Okay, so
I'm
okay.
Also a rat.
He has a rat infestation. There's a lot of rats
in
his house.
We live in Jeremy's home.
Okay,
yes.
I got it. So you're another rat singing to Ben.
Correct.
He's Joe the rat.
And by the way, that's been done a lot of times. Maybe you don't remember Templeton singing "Affair is a Veritable Smorgasbord" from Charlotte's Web.
But the original premise is the kid is singing to his
Well,
friend,
obviously
the rat.
It's a parody. I'm allowed to take whatever angle I want.
You mean the original song isn't about Jeremy's house and a rat infestation?
It's not, no. It's about a young boy befriending a rat that's going to eventually take over his house and kill his family.
Is Gramps on chat? Is he enjoying? That's all we care about is Gramps' opinion.
Let's see.
Does he know that song?
Nothing. No chance.
Speaking of songs that Eric doesn't know, Rob, do you know he's never heard the Bruce Springsteen Santa Claus is Coming to Town? Just FYI.
No, I don't believe you.
That's what he told me.
No. Did he listen to it?
Yes.
How is that possible?
I know.
So I was watching the movie An Officer and a Gentleman. I do this a lot where I watch the movie and then I see somebody in the movie and then I go, I've seen her before. Oh, yeah, she was in this movie. So I'm watching Officer and a Gentleman and there is a female cadet or officer candidate or whatever in that. And I think this is her, Lisa Ilbacher, okay? And I remember, oh, yeah, she was in Beverly Hills Cop. She was the one who ran the art studio. Remember her?
Yes.
His old friend. Then you just start rabbit holing, and she was in a movie called Bad Ronald. Now, do you remember the movie Bad Ronald?
I know Bad Ronald.
How do you
know
it?
I'm a big fan of Bad Ronald.
Well, how do you
know? Because we watched it when we were kids,
That's
Joe.
What I'm saying. Okay, and I'm like, I remember this vague memory of when I was a kid, this movie, which it didn't terrify me. There were movies that actually terrified me, but of a kid or a guy who actually lived in the walls of a house.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
And another family. Right. And it really resonated with me. And of course, this was in 1974.
Hey, now, I've seen the movie within the last 2 years.
You have? So let me tell you something. I was 5 years, this kind of parents I have. I was 5 years old when I saw this movie. There's no way I should have been watching this movie.
That's something that would terrify a child.
Where they set the rules, it was very crazy. I think it was my father didn't want to have to not be able to watch anything. That's all. That's what the rules were. Because I remember my dad wanted to see the movie Semi-Tough. It was the first R-rated movie that I saw. It probably was the first R-rated movie that Robbie saw. And the reason I got to see it was because my dad wanted to see it, and he wasn't gonna let the fact that I was. This came out in 1977.
Who's in Semi-Tough?
Well, that's the great Kris Kristofferson and Burt Reynolds.
Strong.
But that means I was 8 when I saw it.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So my dad's letting me watch Bad Ronald and Semi-Tough, and I remember Semi-Tough is the first rated R movie I saw, and I saw naked people.
So that's why it was rated R. There was nudity.
There was nudity.
There's probably some foul language.
I don't remember that. I'm sure there was, But what I really remember is seeing naked people. My dad took me to see
Porky's. You say people. It was just breasts, right?
Honestly, it's so weird. I don't vividly remember that. My dad did take us to go see the movie Porky's.
I remember getting my mom to let me rent that from Errol's.
Well, that movie came out in 1981.
Yeah.
And I was 12 in 1981.
Okay. So that was about time. That was, yeah, I remember watching it about that, and it was porn.
Here's my dad.
That was our introduction to porn.
By the way, my dad gets defensive because I was such a terrible father. I don't think you were a terrible father. I don't think you were a terrible father, but you did take us to see Porky's when I was 12 years old. That happened.
Gramps, he responds to these things like people do on Twitter when you just make one point.
Yes.
Oh, you want to kill grandmothers?
Yeah. So let me say this. I just want to ask my father this question. Is it noteworthy that you took a 12-year-old to see Porky's? Is that all? That's all I want to know. Is it worth mentioning?
To me, it's hilarious.
Is it worth mentioning? I'm asking you, Robbie, is it worth mentioning that at 12 years old, I went to see a movie where there was a girl named Lassie because of the sounds that she made when people were having sex with her?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember who played Lassie, Robbie?
Yes, it was Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall, correct. And you also, you know what else is I remember? There was a hole.
Yes.
That the boys would look at the girls shower.
No, I remember that vividly because I remember it, that really turning me on at the time. This is the sexiest thing that I've ever seen.
What was the name of the gym teacher?
Ballbricker. And they were, and by the way, I haven't seen this movie since 1981, and I remember Ballbricker was her name. And there were a bunch of characters. One was a Jewish character. I remember that because one kid was a racist and the Jewish kid ended up beating up the other kid and they became friends. He was calling him a kite.
Mm.
He wasn't calling him the actual slur. He's calling him a kite.
Gotcha.
And then the Jewish guy was making fun of him and then he beat the hell out. The Jewish guy beat the other guy. Those were two characters. And then the other two characters were Meat because he had a giant cock.
Nice.
And then Pee Wee because he had a small cock.
Clever.
And Meat shoved his penis through that hole.
Yeah.
And then Ballbricker grabbed it.
Oh, yeah.
Because she saw it and was pulling on it. Mm. And then he eventually escaped, and she wanted to put them in a lineup so she could identify who had stuck there. She used the term tallywhacker.
Who you think the person who wrote that, do you think they bring that up as often as they can?
Oh, I wrote Porky's.
Yeah. Or are they ashamed?
Well, Porky's was written by Bob Clark. It was also directed by Bob Clark.
What else did Bob Clark do? I'm guessing nothing.
Let's take a look. Well, I'm sure he did Porky's too.
Yeah,
but let's
clearly.
See. So, hey, A Christmas Story.
What?
That's a classic.
Yes.
He didn't write that.
He did.
He did.
Yeah.
Are you telling me the same guy that wrote Porky's wrote A Christmas Story?
But he had a very short career. Isn't he dead now?
I don't know. I don't know the career of Bob Clark. Let me see if he directed it. Let me see if he wrote it.
We are skewing so old today.
So writers. So he didn't write it. He was. I apologize. He has a writing credit and he directed it. Now writing credit means it was probably written by somebody else because there was a novel that it's based on, and he probably got a screenwriting credit
probably.
For something that he did during the directing of it. Yes, right. But here's something else. Not only did I see the movie Porky's with my father, I also saw Porky's 2 with my father, also in the theater.
So Gramps thought so much of Porky's that he said, we're going back for the sequel.
So I actually remember where we saw Porky's 2, Robbie. Do you remember?
Was it a drive-in?
No, we did not.
Does Gramps remember these movies?
No chance, but Porky's 2.
Was it Crofton Cinema?
Porky's 2. We saw it at the Crofton Cinema, okay? And I, you know what I remember? My takeaway from Porky's 2.
It's now a Gold's Gym.
They went to Porky's, and then they were trying to get back to wherever they were, and they got across the county line. And when they got across the county line, all the cops from their county were just waiting there for them.
Yep, that's how it happens.
To protect them. By the way, how about Porky's 2 the next day? This just think about how to extrapolate that to today's dollars. The budget, $7 million. It made $34 million.
It's not bad. You get five times. Yeah.
Let's see how Porky's did. What do you think did better, Porky's or Porky? By the way, Porky's 2, 11%.
I bet Porky's 2 did better.
Let's see here if you're right. Well, the budget was $2.5 million. And let's see if we can find out. I have the opening weekend here, but I'm struggling to find. Sorry, guys. If it wasn't so important, I wouldn't stop everything.
It's very important.
No. Sorry. It's got to be
I think somewhere. They should have Porky's.
Box office. You just passed it.
On quality time.
I did? Hold on. Here we go. Oh, there it is. Oh, how about that it did $111 million? Porky's. I mean, that'd be big today.
Porky's 2 did 111?
No, Porky's.
Okay.
Yeah, Porky's 2 only did 30. They made their money.
Yeah.
And the budget, and but think about the budget for Porky's 1 was only $2.5 million. Man. It doesn't seem that hard to write, and here's a picture of Pee-wee looking through the hole at the girls.
Classic.
Do you remember what happens at the end of Porky's?
They all get arrested for Me Too violations.
No, there's this slut that agreed to have sex with Pee-wee.
Hey, she's a proud woman. She's an independent woman.
Do you remember this, Robbie?
Vaguely.
So
I haven't seen it as recently as Bad Ronald.
I haven't seen Porky since I saw it, but
it's crazy that you remember all this about Porky's.
Yeah, well, it was impressionable. You know what I was exposed to,
sure.
Right? My father, God, he won't just acknowledge that I have a good memory. He goes, I thought they wouldn't let kids in those movies. That's not correct.
If
you, a rated R movie, you realize that a rated R movie, as long as you're a parent is there or a guardian, you could take a one-year-old in there.
But Gramps always looks 20 years younger than he is, so maybe they didn't think he was 17 either.
Yeah, they didn't let either of us in. But anyway, Pee-wee at the end, whatever the slut's name is, she agrees to have sex with. I don't know what happened, but for some reason, she's like, all right, I'll do it. They go on a bus.
Nice.
And she has sex with Pee-wee, and they're all cheering him on, like, yeah, all right, you get to have sex with this chick. And then he's like yelling out the window, like, I'm doing it or whatever. And she reaches in, like, pulls him back, like she's really enjoying sex with Pee-wee. Correct.
Go for it, Pee-wee. All right, well, let's take a break. Maybe can we come back and listen to the newest Jeremy Purple Power Hour song, Robbie?
You don't want to talk more about Porky's?
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Justin from the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show, and I'm here to tell you about the most hysterical, amazing, and festive f***ing show I've ever had the privilege to be a part of. It's called A Merry Murder Mystery, another original, hilarious, interactive comedy whodunit from the guys who brought you The Newly Dead Game and Sing for Your Life. I'll have a starring role, and if you're very, very lucky, you might play a part too. You might even be the murderer. There's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, December 20th at McGoobie's Joke House in Timonium. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Robin Joe Show.
How many podcasts this week have done that much time on Porky's?
Just real quick, the guy who played...
Zero.
The guy who played Pee-wee?
Yep. Dead.
They're showing the movies COVID. The movies that he has been in. Here's the top three.
Okay.
Porky's.
Yep.
Porky's 2 the next day.
Yep.
Porky's Revenge. I didn't know. I forgot about Porky's Revenge.
You didn't see that one.
I didn't. I'm trying to see what that box office was. $20.52 million. They're enough. They're like enough Porky's. We're not making any more Porky's.
And Bob Clark is dead. That's why he didn't do any more films.
Jeez. This year. Couldn't it get any worse? Rest in peace, Bob Clark.
Hold on. There's another Porky's.
No.
Yeah. So, Robbie, do you see the computer right here? Can you see what I have?
Yes, I'm looking. I'm looking.
What? So, you got Porky's? I don't have a year on Porky's 3. Porky's was 81. Porky's 2 the next day was 83. Porky's Revenge was 85. And then Porky's 3, it's the Italian edition. Apologies. So, that's...
Was it Italian Porky's?
It was actually just Porky's Revenge, yes.
Okay.
So I got
Every country has their version of Porky's. It's like American Idol or The Voice.
My dad wanted to take me to every country in Europe to watch Porky's.
We're going to Italy. What are you doing? We're going to go see Porky's in Rome.
We're coming straight
Rome.
Back. You're going to see the Coliseum? Why? Is Porky's playing there?
Bob Clark also directed Rhinestone. Do you know that one?
Yeah, that stars Sylvester Stallone and Dolly Parton.
That's correct.
That's okay. Pretty good.
Loose Cannons. Do you remember that one?
I do remember Loose Cannons.
A wacky comedy.
Hold on. Loose Cannons. Who's in that? Tony Danza?
Let me see. I remember it was Dan Aykroyd and Gene Hackman.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wow. All right.
It's pretty
strong. Two greats, yeah.
Bob Clark, he got a lot of greats.
Gene Hackman?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's worked with Pee-wee, Hackman, Parton.
A movie.
His 2005 was called The Karate Dog.
Air Bud 9, The Karate Dog. I was going to say, I just saw Gene Hackman in a movie the other day, Downhill Racer.
Never heard of it.
It's a movie where Robert Redford is a skier.
Nah.
It's pretty bad.
Don't like it.
He also directed From the Hip with Judd Nelson.
Hey, I wanted to ask this. What's
you don't want to talk more about
no,
the
speaking
career
about
Bob
Ben. What's the Mount Rushmore of songs about an animal?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, come on.
All right, let's think. There's Me and You and a Dog Named Boo.
Yeah. By?
I don't know who sings.
Lobo.
Lobo.
The guy who sings Love to You, Taiwan.
Oh, I do remember that.
Ain't
yeah.
nothing but a hound dog, or is that...
But that's not, that's
not really
a metaphor. That's
right,
not about,
it's
yeah.
a metaphor.
Ben is literally about a rat.
Yes, exactly. It's got to be a song about a dog.
Well, there's Wildfire about that horse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Michael Martin Murphy.
Yeah. What else do we got, Robbie? Are there any cat songs?
Well, there's a lot of
cat. Oh, the cat came back. What about
cat
that?
Cat Scratch Fever.
Yeah.
We Are Siamese.
Oh, man. Somebody said I the Tiger. But that's not about an animal.
Yeah, not really.
Huh.
That's about I think that's Jennifer, Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Jennifer. I Am the Walrus is also not about
What about
an
all
animal.
Those Tiger King songs that he wrote?
Do they make it? Do they make it on?
All right, we'll table that one. Let's hear Jeremy's latest Ravens theme song.
I already hate it.
Where the weekend is over and the Ravens have lost again. But it's time for a Purple Power Hour with Rob and Joe. Time to lick our wounds, 'cause we'll beat the Steelers again. The Purple Power Hour.
That's not the new one, Robbie.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
No, the new one was today.
That's not the new one, Robbie?
Yeah, he sent another one today. Does it make a difference?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah. It might be different content. I'll say this.
The new one is
we
even
can't
better.
Play one that says, here we are and the Ravens have lost again.
Yes.
We can't say that. By the way, they're 6-4. They win more often than they lose.
Well, I'm not. Look, but they did lose again. They lost 2 in a row, so you can say that.
So yeah, I guess.
In the one that he sent, didn't he just replace the Steelers with the Titans?
No, he doesn't mention the Steelers. He talks about, but we still have Justin Tucker, and he's the best kicker. It's more positive.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't.
I liked
Do we really care?
I didn't even listen to it.
Well, I'm telling you, it's his best one. So, okay, I mean, it's disrespectful. This guy is contributing so much to our show.
All right. He's putting Jeremy, all this if you want me to play your songs, you got to send them earlier.
So, yeah, meaning last month.
You can't rush art.
I don't like that my cousin Jennifer is in chat when I sing on. Like, my cousin Jennifer is a great singer.
Okay.
I don't want her to hear me. So you'll know, Jennifer, I don't think I'm good. Although, I did mention, she doesn't know this, I mentioned my cousin Jennifer on the pregame.
Okay,
here's
this is
why.
Huge.
Hail Somebody to did a the mock. Red Wolves. Great, thanks.
More singing.
Something sidewalks. Yeah. Size up.
Okay, enough. So I said
more,
that
please.
Last year the Ravens are stop.
La 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 la.
Stop. The Ravens are 14-2 last year.
Yeah.
Who knows if they'll ever go 14-2 again in my lifetime? Probably not.
It's
only 7 times in NFL history has a team finished better than 14-2. 7 times.
Yeah, so it's a once in.
It's not going to happen.
25 years, if you're lucky.
A project doomed from the start, but over 1 year later, they're still doing their part.
All right, stop. So anyway, I said on there after the Ravens lost that game, and that mattered to me. She texted me to rub it in, which is just it's not
Why?
A good time.
Is she a Titans?
Yeah,
man?
She lives in Tennessee
oh.
or
what
Memphis
is she
gonna
do?
Nashville,
not rub it in
wherever she lives. No,
she's saying it isn't Jennifer.
I'm not Look, I'm
was
fine.
It like what kind of a text was it?
It doesn't matter. I'm not in a place
right
where I can receive that. So when I was on the air, I was talking to the great Jerry Sandusky, not the great Jerry Sandusky, not the other Jerry
sure.
Sandusky. If you're a listener who's not from this area, they're the color commentator, sorry, the play-by-play commentator for the Ravens has the same name as the
different spelling
child
first name
rapist,
is different.
Right, from Penn State. But anyway, I said, hey, let me tell you what happened to me last year. And I told them about her sending me that rub it in text.
Oh, okay.
And I go, well, you would never do that, would you? He goes, let me tell you how what you do. What you do is when they win, when the Ravens win this time, don't do it. Don't say a word. That's the best way to get back.
What were you gonna? Were you planning on doing that?
I planned on saying nothing. Yeah.
Well, now
of course,
you can't.
Then they lost, and now she. Then I didn't get another rub it in text from.
Well,
her.
Next year you gotta. If they play again.
God, I hope not. There'd just be another team.
If
of
they
Lamar
both
Jackson.
Finish second place in the division, they'll play again.
Well, they can certainly. They can certainly.
Although technically the Ravens beat, are in third place right now.
They can certainly beat. Hold on, I literally never listen to the Robin Joe show anymore. I just turned it on. Oh, Katie. Hold on a second. Hey, Katie, come here.
Hey, Katie.
I think that she just heard.
All your singing?
Not my singing. Or maybe she did. Oh, that's me she heard. Oh, I thought she heard.
You've never serenaded Katie?
No, she wouldn't want me to do that,
though. That's too bad.
Oh, great. Somebody says the Ravens need to win out. Katie's not.
They don't need to win out.
Coming in.
Hey, you forgot to tell us last week at that wedding you went to, there was one of Katie's exes was there.
Yeah, not really one of her exes, but I did forget to say that there was a guy there that Katie went on a date with, okay?
Just one date?
One date, and man, Tommy...
So sex, 50-50 chance?
He nailed it. He goes, it looks like Trump's sons because he took a picture of the guy that she went on a date with, the other guy that looked exactly the same. Robbie, did you already hear this, what color suit this guy was wearing?
I saw the picture.
He was wearing a white suit.
Yeah, not good, man.
He had long hair, like combed back.
Was not pulling it off.
Well, I'm like, that seems like you really, you have a wide range if that's somebody that you, but I think it was a setup. I don't think they ever went out again.
Well, that doesn't count then.
Yeah. I don't even remember where they said they went. Probably dinner.
If you just go on a date with someone, it doesn't really say anything about you. If you date that person, that says something.
Yeah, Katie was bothered by my singing.
Hey, how come, Gramps, how come we don't have a grade for last week's episode yet?
Well, now that he says, now that I told that he took me to go see Porky's and also Porky's 2,
right.
I might get a, this one's not going to get a good grade.
Well, J.L. Covan showed us his, from 11 years ago, his sketch of him playing Alec Baldwin's character in Glengarry Glen Ross. Good parody. Put it nice. Up on our Twitter and Facebook. Feel free to enjoy it.
What was the angle?
He's literally doing that speech, that scene.
Oh,
always
that's
be
it?
Closing, but it's always be funny. And it's just, there's, instead of leads, it's jokes. There's just a lot. It's a comedy thing. He's talking to comedians.
So back in, what year did that movie come out, Robbie? Was it? The late 80s, early 90s.
I think 90s. It was early 90s.
Yeah. So when Todd and Taylor Leatherberry moved to L.A., they used to do a workshop where they did sketches.
Right.
And Todd actually wrote a pretty funny sketch about the Alec. He was at the Alec Baldwin character,
yeah.
And it was about selling Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
And he was screaming at all the Girl Scouts.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's pretty hilarious.
Good stuff. So I got a bunch of hate texts when I was
1992.
On.
There you go.
When I was on with Marianne Friday.
A bunch of hate texts?
Well, she said five, right?
That's a lot.
Back to back to back.
Five.
Well, it was me and Dennis Pitta, former Ravens tight end and now broadcaster. We had him on, and I mentioned that this year has to be especially stressful and hard on the players because there's really no – you're never off. You're never off work because you're constantly worrying about
yeah, I can't be
not getting
these people,
COVID,
yeah.
This and that. So there's no blowing off steam. Maybe you're not even going to some – even if you're a family man, your kid's birthday party, all the things that you normally do, even if you do them, you feel guilty. They're constantly being tested. So you're constantly under this stress, on top of the regular stress.
So far, I haven't heard anything that's worthy of people getting mad.
And he doubled down on that and said, yes, you know, and it's really hard. And then people were texting, these entitled athletes, oh, so your job is stressful. Da, 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 da.
But that's not a hate text to you.
Well, from what I but I brought that point up. Not but, about me, but about my point.
Oh, but they're saying what you're saying should be stressful shouldn't because they're millionaires or whatever.
Which is so dumb. Just because you make a lot of money or you have – just because you're not stressed about money – doesn't mean your life can't be stressful. You can't have the weight of things on you.
Yeah, Bill Gates' kids have things to be stressed about.
Of course.
I believe me, I don't think there's ever been a time in my life, being well off or not well off or wherever I am, that I haven't had stress in my life or stressors.
Right.
By the way, I'm more stressed out now than I've ever been in my whole life about work.
Yes.
God, my work is a fucking pressure cooker.
Get out of this, man.
Well, I can't. Because I've gotten to a place in my day job that I can't start over. I'm doing too well.
Are you? If you're this stressed, how well are you doing?
I don't think that I can take a 50% pay cut as an example. I can't do it. So, and by the way, if I could somehow stipend my income with murder mysteries and radio, which I'm doing with radio, but
right.
no murder mysteries.
You mean the one every 3 months we do now? That's not going to cut it?
By the way, is Christmas... Did you hear about the new announcements in terms of the new restrictions?
As of when, today?
Just saw them, yeah.
No.
It's either 25 or 50 is where it's capped.
Well, that's... Are you serious?
Yep, dead serious.
Well, let me see.
No,
Larry... Oh, God, so freaking stupid.
Well, it
makes no sense.
Yeah, well, the vaccine should be out soon, but I don't think it's going to be out in time for us to salvage any of the shows this year. And that means
New Year's I was already pretty much thinking. Really?
25 or 50 people?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. I literally just saw it on the news. So Rob's looking it up, but he's going to find it, and then I'm going to feel horrible.
Let me see. Nope. I didn't see that, but...
What's it say?
I'm still looking. Makes no friggin' sense.
But Dennis Pitta and I'm trying to be friends with Dennis Pitta. I have to give up on Hayden Hurst because he's not here, although Hayden and I have definitely had some exchanges for sure. But I now have to move on to Dennis Pitta. The problem is Dennis Pitta lives in Arizona.
I don't see any of this yet that you're saying. So Dennis lives in Arizona. So that doesn't make sense to be friends with him.
Yeah, but I also talk to him, now I talk to him every week. You know, he had a COVID scare, which is why he couldn't.
I heard that. Yes, I listened to you and Kirk.
Hogan announces additional coronavirus enforcement measures 28 minutes ago. You ready?
All right. I'm ready. Right. This is the state of Maryland. Lockdown Larry. It's his new nickname.
What restrictions are in place? Sorry, I'm just going to try to scroll through real quick.
The goal is to
eliminate. Hogan said, a public health advisory remains in effect, discouraging any indoor gatherings of 25 people or more, as well as an expanded travel advisory advising against any non-essential travel to states with high positivity rates. Now, I'm telling you, if he's not going to try to find where it's...
But that's just for your own personal,
I understand that, and they literally said restaurants... Here we go. Hold on. Based on reports that compliance with public health protocols drops dramatically later in the evening, all establishments where food and alcohol is served is now required to close by 10 p.m.
We knew that.
Okay. Hogan said, it blah, 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 discouraging indoor gatherings of 25 people or more. So I'm just telling you what I saw. And what I saw, and maybe I misinterpreted it, but I'm pretty sure that what they said was it could be 50% of capacity or 25 people and closes by 10. That's what we
had. Well, I know it closes by 10, which didn't affect us for December 20th.
Well, you know what we can just do is just text Andrew and see how we're affected.
I'm trying to go to Lowell Melzer's Twitter. He's usually on top of this stuff.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, if we could only put... Obviously, 25 we wouldn't do. Would we do 50? I wouldn't want to.
No, we would not do 50.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
We're not.
But anyway.
Here's
what I said to Dennis.
Enjoy it, lockdown lovers. Enjoy no kids in school.
Here's what I
said. No businesses alive. Enjoy Walmart, Amazon the rest of your lives.
It's funny. I was hearing somebody say the other day, liquor stores are open, libraries are closed.
Right.
But anyway. Yeah. So, I said to Dennis Pitta, I would be remiss if I didn't talk to you about the love of your life, Joe Flacco.
Yes.
Joe Flacco actually had a pretty good game this past week, too. Two touchdowns.
He had a really good. You know what's happening? We're going to talk more Ravens on this show than on the Purple Power Hour, which we do in 1 hour on 98 Rock.
Well,
How is that possible?
I'm not going to talk about trying to make Dennis Pitta my friend.
Why not?
On the regular show.
Didn't we do that before?
Did we do it on the air about Hayden Hurst?
I think we did.
All right.
I think we did.
All right. Maybe I will. But if he's, but it's also what's called like a preemptive strike. Like I make like it's a joke, but
right.
it's really not.
I don't know, man.
You bummed out? Did I depress you? I did?
Now I need to know. So now I know it's, now I'm thinking about that.
Now we can't, you can't continue the show.
I can't continue the show. Why continue? What's there to continue for? Eventually this will not be allowed. We can't podcast together.
They'll never stop us from doing this.
They'll try, though. They will try. Well, I should move to Florida where everything is open.
So I got to remember. I
live with Mac Burke. Let's go. Gramps, you and me, we're going down to live with the Bergsons.
I wrote something in my phone.
The Bergsons and
I'm
Todd
trying
Moore.
To remember what it was, but I was talking to Ben Hancock, who runs the board
yes.
during the. And I can't remember. We were talking about a movie. I think it. Oh, I know what it was. It was that movie, the Death Race movie that I've watched starring DMX.
Yes.
It's one of my new favorites. See, Robbie can't enjoy movies
on
this level.
Is that the transporter guy?
No, there's nobody as famous as that in this movie. This movie that throws every possible cliche that you could ever put into a movie.
I like it.
They throw it in. It's the worst acted movie. They don't have a lot of budget. They don't have a big budget, so DMX is always in the same room. it's hilarious, and I loved it so much. But I was telling Ben Hancock about it, and he goes, yeah, I'll bet you were thinking, I wish Miggs was here. And I didn't know what that meant, so I just laughed. Like, was that something I was supposed to understand?
I don't get it.
I didn't get it either. But he said, and I wrote it down to see if one of you guys would know what that
Miggs,
meant.
The comedian guy?
Like a local comedian?
Yeah.
I can't imagine how that would.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder.
So you just acted like you got it?
I just laughed.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Like I thought it was hilarious. By the way, Jeremy's texting me, what time is the Purple Power Hour tonight? He thinks
it's always from 7 to 8.
It's never changed. He said
never changed.
He said thanks. Yeah. I feel like Restivo at the Gentleman's Gold Club and Natty Bose are a dollar.
Oh, I have a Restivo update. Let's take a break and we'll talk about that. It's not about Chris Restivo. It's about a family member. Rob and Josh will be right back. Our Patreon, folks. Let's pump this baby up. Patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. We delve deep. We tell some inside stories, some things that we don't really want out there, but are entertaining, clearly, about our lives. We share. It's a trust tree.
It definitely is a trust tree. We have been let down on one occasion, but for the most part, people really do respect the Patreon.
Yes.
And I will say this. What is it, $5?
Yeah, you can get as little as $5. You pay a little more, you get some free things like we had, I believe, Sharon Bailey. You got tickets to a murder mystery for being an excellent patron.
Yeah, sure. And that costs way more than what the Patreon costs, right? So,
yes.
But the thing is that if you even are on the fence or considering it, give it a shot. See if we're telling the truth about there being things that you can't. Because I think if you sign up, you can go back and listen to all the episodes,
you
right?
Get them all.
You can kind of timeline it. Some of the stuff's out now that, you know, like me interviewing for the sports position on 98 Rock.
Yeah, that
and how, yeah. Yeah, that didn't work out. But there's a lot of things that we really pull the curtain back on, and it's real. Things that we definitely can't share. And again, I can't reiterate how much we have to trust our listenership to keep that stuff under wraps.
Tequila.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
I post a photo on Instagram. Let me see what it was about.
It was about your dry dock comedy.
Dry
special.
Bar comedy.
Dry bar. That's a dry bar.
Dry dock.
What's dry dock mean?
I don't know. Yeah, I posted, you know, and of course all the comments are awesome, whatever, yada. Somebody says, get lost. And then I click on it, and it's Chris Restivo's mother. Who follows me, and I don't follow her, obviously.
I think I know what that is. Because I think I know. So somebody, and we don't know who it is,
mm-hmm.
bought fiveplatedclothing.com.
Okay, his clothing line.
Right. Somebody bought that domain and then took a Photoshop picture of Chris holding up somebody's wiener.
Are you sure it's Photoshopped?
I believe it's Photoshopped. And of course,
how would his mom know?
Well, hear me out. So Restivo actually messages Robbie.
Okay.
Okay. And says, hey, you better take that down. And instead of Robbie saying, I don't know what you're talking about, Robbie's like, well, I know who it was, and it wasn't me, or something. I don't remember how Robbie said, but like the worst.
I don't know who it
response,
is. Do you know who it is?
I have no idea who it is. But Robbie implies that he knows because I think he thinks that'll get under Chris's skin. I'm like, no, now you look like a cyber bully. So you want to distance yourself from that. You don't want to even imply that you're aware of what's going on. We wouldn't torture somebody on the internet. We wouldn't do that.
Well, Chris is constantly getting into fights with people on Facebook. So
right, it could
there's
be anybody.
A thousand culprits possible.
But Robbie loved it so much that he wanted to kind of be involved in it, but you don't want to be involved in it. You don't want to be somebody who's attached to that.
No, so
you remember your response, Robbie?
I do not remember, but I didn't tell him I knew who it was.
I wish I had it because it did not distance you from it even a little bit.
So if this coming Monday on Cyber Monday, when you want to go online and buy a T-shirt from Five Plated Clothing, you're saying that fiveplatedclothing.com will not allow you to buy that shirt.
That's correct.
That's unfortunate.
He doesn't own his own domain. Somebody else has gotten it, but that's why. So she thinks that you have something to do with that.
I have nothing.
Of course,
to do with
I
that.
Know, but that's the reason.
We've bought more shirts from him than anybody.
It's not even close. Right. I own 3 5-plated clothing shirts. I guarantee you, I own more.
How
than
many
you.
Does she own?
Yeah, she probably owns zero.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm all with the best.
Oh,
but it is funny.
Now I'm going to get messages. Happy Thanksgiving, Chris.
No, he doesn't. Remember, he doesn't listen to the show anymore.
That's
but right. I will say this. If he does, we're not involved in.
We're not.
I have nothing to do with that. He thinks it's a listener, but how the hell would we know? Listeners don't take credit.
Thousands of listeners.
That's right.
Thanksgiving. You got big plans?
Yeah. So I think we're going to have 10.
Right at the number?
Yeah.
Because if you have 11, everyone just dies just immediately.
I think it's going to be Robbie.
Okay.
Katie and I.
A lot of high-risk people here.
My 2 kids. James's girlfriend, I believe.
Okay, another young person.
And then my sister, her husband, and their kid. That's 9. Am I missing anybody?
Would you say Gramps?
And Gramps, yes, that's it. It was in his house. So that's it. That's the 10.
I think you're going to be fine.
And I'm worried about my father harassing my sons.
This is a big deal. Has she ever been to a family function?
No, but you know, he's gonna be like, who's prettier? You know, he's gonna hit on her. That's gonna make me uncomfortable. Even if I ask him not to, he's not gonna remember not to do it.
Yeah, her fear shouldn't be of getting COVID. It should be getting gramps.
Oh, she's gonna get gramps. Yes. For sure. Yeah.
Are you going to, is he responding to this? Are you gonna have a talking to him?
This is the talking to.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to make a difference. So whatever happens is going to happen. He's, you know, but yes.
I prefer him
not sexualize her, but yes.
I think you have to give him one comment. He can't do none. Zero. So you have to. It's like with Michael Scott. He has to say that's what she said at least once.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, Gramps, one. But after that, that's it.
But that's it. Okay.
Only one comment about this 19-year-old's looks, okay? That's it. One comment about her looks. I think she's 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said it won't happen.
Okay, good.
All right.
Good.
What, the only one won't happen?
But I'll allow one comment about the looks of a child.
Well, I think if the comment is, wow, James, she's really out of your league, that's fine.
Which
that's
is usually
not even,
what
that's
he
not
gets.
Even counts as that wouldn't make anybody uncomfortable anymore. But if it's like, wow, you're super hot. How old are you? That's okay.
No, he doesn't do that.
Okay.
He doesn't do
he
that.
He tries to be a little more clever.
Yeah, he does.
Right.
And he's always wanting to compliment them. It's
sure.
not that he doesn't want to, but it is always about their physical appearance.
Sure.
Which I'm not super comfortable with, but whatever. I mean, if that's what he wants. If that makes him happy, good. Yeah, he can do it.
This is a big, I mean, it's interesting that her parents are just letting her go.
Apparently, she's got super cool parents.
All right. Good,
so, you know, it's
good
like,
for
hey,
her.
Go out and enjoy yourself. Live
is
your
she,
life.
Is she going to wear a mask the whole time? I mean, do you have mixed mask wearers and non-mask wearers?
So I'm not quite. My dad just had a COVID test. Do you know that?
I don't know that.
Yeah,
he didn't tell me that when we talked.
My dad went to lunch or dinner with a couple. One of them just sitting there with COVID. He didn't get it.
Sure.
He had the test. He got the results. He didn't have it. Katie and I have already had it.
Mm-hmm.
Joey had a COVID test. My son, doesn't have it. So obviously Robin.
Well, he could have gotten it since. But
my
yeah.
sister, they have to get a COVID test after they attend this event.
Okay.
So I don't know who's. My sister Robin is going to be the most diligent about mm-hmm. making sure that she's respectful of this virus. I'm going to be the least diligent. No, my dad will be worse than me, but neither one of us will be super diligent.
Where will Robbie fall in that?
I don't know where Robbie will be, but you know, Katie went to the doctor today because she can't. Her taste is all screwed up. Do you know this, Robbie?
No.
Are we allowed to talk about this? This is her. Is she going to be okay with this?
I think so.
Yeah.
But because she had COVID, she could probably tell. I don't think she's going to come all the way up because she said she's already comfortable, even though she was disgusted by my singing earlier.
She wished her hearing was gone.
By the way, Boom PA, has Katie started decorating Gramp's house? What's the color scheme? It is Christmas time for sure. But apparently there's these things regarding your receptors and something was paralyzed.
Sure.
And then when it goes, now it's ultra sensitive. And so she's actually tasting, according to this doctor, it's EN, ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Yeah.
She's actually tasting more accurately, if that makes sense, according to this guy.
Okay.
So maybe things will start going back to normal, but there's a lot of foods that even brushing her teeth with her toothpaste is gross to her.
So she's got to have like smellless shampoo and
very plain, plain foods, very plain. Yeah, that's the goal moving forward.
Except she likes sriracha.
She does now, right? Well, she apparently, and that's not uncommon for people that are in the situation mm-hmm. where it's more the feel than it is the taste. What can kind of?
Will you consider introducing sriracha into your lovemaking?
How could you?
Wow, there's
places
you could put it, Joe.
That's what I'm saying. There isn't.
Wet ass pussy.
Hey, we were watching this show. It was about competitions.
Oh, we are the champions thing.
Yeah, have you watched it?
I saw the trailer. It looked pretty interesting.
So we were watching the one where they were eating the peppers.
Yeah, it looked pretty
it's
terrifying.
Not, I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, it looked painful.
So you're Scrooge. Familiar with the Carolina Reaper, right? Well, they had it's measured in Scovilles, how hot they are. So they said like a jalapeno is like 5,000 Scovilles. The Carolina Reaper is 362,000 or something.
Yeah,
like
I don't understand anyone's interest in this.
Well, they then, this guy who's like the, you know, mad scientist, he made something even hotter than that and then something even
Why?
Hotter than that. And but there's one guy that was there that he was whatever. He was unaffected. And it's weird because the last three was this dude who literally wasn't even, I guess he was immune to it or whatever. And then these two ladies, and that's who was left out of all these people. And all the rest were, I think there was a couple others. There was one, clearly a man who identified as a woman, and there's a few others, but those were the last three. And we turned it off.
See who won?
I don't care.
It's a real cliffhanger.
What
do they win? They win money?
That's the thing. Like what?
They just win Kleenex?
What about when you have to shit?
What about that?
Imagine if you just ate, like, just jalapenos
all
night. It's
a painful shit.
But this is just nonstop.
That's the better show.
You're watching them shit?
Yes.
They'll never have a competition.
Come on. Well, one day. We'll get there. All right.
Is that
anything left? I don't know. Chat, anything they're saying, anything?
No.
Of interest?
No, not really. Graham said it won't happen. He won't say anything to James's girlfriend. I'm telling you, Dad, you're allowed. You're allowed to.
Yeah.
You're allowed one
time. I say go for it.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
All right.
Are you going to let her drink if she wants to?
I don't care. Although, Katie will be the one to. Well, we don't really drink at Thanksgiving, do we, Robbie?
No. Sometimes we'll have some wine there.
I don't ever remember that.
Yeah, sometimes there's some wine around. Sometimes there's a little bit of liquor, but usually that's more of a Christmas thing.
I thought Grants was drinking these days.
He is.
Yeah. Matter of fact, when he came over to my house on Sunday with Robbie, he had a, what do you have, Crown Royal?
Crown Royal.
And ginger or Coke?
I think it was straight.
No. I think
sounds good to me.
I think he had, Dad, what was it cut with? It was either Canada Dry or good old Coca-Cola.
So when are we doing, When is the studio going to be in Gramps?
It's going to be there Wednesday.
So the next, this is the last Rob and Joe we do here?
That's correct.
Oh, wow.
It's a worse drive for you to drive there.
Yeah. Sorry, Rob.
Yeah. Well, hey, I get to hang out. If I get Crown Royal with Gramps, it's all worth it.
Oh, 100%. Gramps will have Crown Royal. Yeah, but it was Coke. It was Crown Royal and Coke. So it's weird. I said to my father, and then we'll go. So Aunt Mom had some Xanax left over. My dad was having trouble sleeping. I said, hey, when you have trouble sleeping, just bite one of those things in half. Just get your, it'll knock. Yeah, you'll be good. He goes, well, Dad, I've just been taking a shot of Crown Royal. So instead of taking that, I said, do both. That'll put you to sleep for sure.
Yeah, go for it. Well, have a wonderful, happy, and amazing Thanksgiving, however you spend it. And next time we come to you, we'll be in Gramps' home, correct?
Yeah, and we'll definitely put Gramps on and let him rate the previous week's show.
Gramps grades.
Gramps never gave us a grade for last week's show. Gramps, just before we go, can you give us a grade for last week's show?
You would think on an episode where we came up with the Gramps grade idea that he would like that episode.
That does seem like, yeah, something that he'd be like, okay, cool, I'm looking forward to that. And
well, he did express a willingness to listen to other podcasts and grade them too.
All right. Well, quality time coming at you.
Let's have him listen to the quality time where Jeremy's house is filled with rats and rat shit.
It sounds like a winner.
All right. Well, we're not getting a grade from him, so I guess it's a cliffhanger.
Later.
We'll have to let you know next week. Later. You're not going to leave it up to see what the grade is, Robbie? Nope. Still didn't put it up.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.